With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sandra Cisneros is a peripatetic writer. For a living, she farms herself out as a professor at various colleges across the country. Cisneros lives in San Antonio, Texas, when she can.
I have a storage unit.
Where do you stay when you live in San Antonio?
I have to find a new place to stay every time I go back. I don't know anyone that kind of lives like I do. I just kind of basically live out of a suitcase.
Sandra Cisneros' first novel, The House on Mango Street, was published by a small press in 1984. Last year, it was reissued in paperback to coincide with the publication of her short story collection, Woman Hollering Creek.
It's very important to me that the stories go out there to reach people and empower them so they can teach us and give us routes and make us feel good.
The House on Mango Street consists of a series of interrelated vignettes set in a Mexican neighborhood in Chicago.
The setting is autobiographical, and the neighborhood is autobiographical, but it's not really my story.
The stories focus on a young girl, her friends, family, and the nuns at the local parochial school.
When I was growing up, the sisters were the most unchristian women I had met. They were very mean to the poor children in the school, and of course by poor that meant the Mexican kids in the schools. They really turned me off to spirituality. It's only recently that I've regained some faith in organized religion.
Sample Sandra Cisneros' jewel-like prose in The House on Mango Street, and Woman Hollering Creek has just been republished as a Vintage Contemporaries paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Children are the most powerless people on the planet.
That's writer Sandra Cisneros. Many of the stories in Cisneros' two principal books of fiction, The House on Mango Street and Woman Hollering Creek, deal with children. Being a kid is tough.
They're little children, and they don't know, have any way to complain or articulate or scream or yell for help.
Sandra Cisneros says awful things happened to her as she was growing up in a working-class Mexican neighborhood of Chicago.
You were so ashamed that you kept it secret in your heart, and your mother would say, well, did you have a good day? And you'd say, yes. Of course, you'd had a horrible day. It was the worst day of your life. But you couldn't mention about those little private humiliations that had happened to you.
In Cisneros' book, Woman Hollering Creek, there's a story called 11 that beautifully expresses what being young is like.
The way you grow old is kind of like an onion, or like the rings inside a tree trunk, or like my little wooden dolls that fit one inside the other, each year inside the next one. That's how being 11 years old is.
This month, Vintage Contemporaries, republished in paperback, Woman Hollering Creek by Sandra Cisneros. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.